From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. In an address at Hanoi's National Convention Center Tuesday, U.S. President Barack Obama said Americans and Vietnamese are, quoting now, embarking on a 100-year journey together.
Our peoples are now closer than ever before. Our trade has surged. Our students and scholars learn together.
The president spoke before an audience of more than 2,000 people. He touched on the topics of economic development and human rights, arguing that the two often go hand in hand. The Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces have launched an operation to capture the areas north of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State group's self-styled caliphate. The SDF made the announcement Tuesday, saying it was launching the campaign with the help of coalition forces. A senior SDF commander told VOA his forces are advancing from three different directions. The Afghan Taliban appears to be preparing to appoint a new leader. The group has not officially confirmed or denied the death of their former chief, Mullah Mansour, who was killed in a U.S. drone attack. But members of the Taliban's leadership council have reportedly been meeting at an undisclosed location to elect a new leader. There are reports that an announcement could be expected within the next couple of days. A senior member of the group's leadership council has urged Taliban fighters not to draw conclusions about the fate of Mansour in the wake of what he called self-created reports. Greek authorities began the evacuation of a makeshift refugee camp in Indomeni Tuesday. The camp houses an estimated 8,400 people. Greek authorities say no force will be used in evacuating refugees. This is VOA News.